A new report on the Abu Ghraib prison scandal finds leadership failures at the highest level. The report is the work of an independent four-person panel appointed by Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. It was headed by former Secretary of Defense James Schlesinger. The conclusions were presented at a Pentagon news conference earlier this hour, at which Schlesinger described certain activities on the night shift at Abu Ghraib as sadism.
There was direct responsibility for those activities on the part of the commanders on the scene, up to the brigade level, because they did not adequately supervise what was going on at Abu Ghraib. In addition, there was indirect responsibility at higher levels, in that the weaknesses at Abu Ghraib were well known, and that corrective action could have been taken and should have been taken. We believe that there is institutional and personal responsibility right up the chain of command as far as Washington is concerned.
NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly has been following the story. She's with us here in Studio 3A. Good to have you back on the show.
Hey, Neil.
First, let's review the scope of this report. What was it charged to do? Who's on the commission?
This was the investigation into all of the investigations, as it was originally conceived. As you say, Secretary Rumsfeld appointed this panel. It was four people on it, although they had a bigger staff. And it was their charge has been looking at the overall U.S. response to the scandal. What they found today, as you said, is sort of a mixed picture that we're seeing in the final report. They have said it was in large part freelance activities on the part of the night shift. And Schlesinger, when he was making the report a few moments ago, said it didn't happen in the daytime, for example. It was a few guards acting on their own at night. However, they also said that responsibility in terms of not providing adequate leadership and creating the climate in which such things were allowed to happen goes all the way up the chain of command through the military commanders in the region and back to Washington. They framed it in the sense of saying direct responsibility for what happened stops at the brigade commanders who were there on the ground at the prison. Indirect responsibility goes all the way up.
Now, we have some of the soldiers who were involved in this, or allegedly involved in this, who are on trial now. Some of them have confessed.
And that's right.
All of this is going on now. But does this report suggest that these failings that they talked about all the way up the chain of command, that anybody higher than somebody who was at Abu Ghraib is ever going to get so much as a reprimand?
It doesn't look like. Not in this report. As I say, they are tracing indirect responsibility going up and say that from Secretary Rumsfeld and his office at the Pentagon, there was confusion about what was permissible in terms of interrogation techniques.
We heard all about those memos.
Exactly. In terms of, though, people who will actually be punished, who will be singled out, who will be actually reprimanded, it stops at the brigade level. So the most senior commander, it appears, who will be sanctioned, it will be Colonel Thomas Pappas, who was running military intelligence at the prison. It will not go up. They mentioned Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, who was the three-star general until recently in charge of all U.S. forces in Iraq. He has been criticized for not providing adequate leadership, for being so distracted by trying to run a war that he wasn't paying attention to what was going on at Abu Ghraib. But he will not, in fact, be officially sanctioned, it doesn't look like, or even get a letter of reprimand.
Brigadier General Karpinski, who was the commander of the military reserve unit that ran the prison, she's already been reprimanded.
Yes, and there may be more things headed her way. We'll hear a little bit more. There's a second very important report due out tomorrow. These are sort of back-to-back whammies out of the Defense Department. Tomorrow we'll hear the report that looks at military intelligence and their role. That's the so-called Fay report. Sometimes you hear it referred to as the Jones-Fay report. That will give more detail in terms of actual operations and what was going on at the prison.
One final question before we have to let you go. This was a panel appointed by the Secretary of Defense. How independent was it? Are its findings going to be taken at face value?
Well, these were not lightweights. These are four senior former officials, two former secretaries of defense, a former congresswoman, a former Air Force commander. They said that their instructions were let the chips fall where they may. We know that they had direct access to Rumsfeld, to his deputies. They interviewed them. It appears to be their unanimous consensus that in terms of actual blame and punishment, it shouldn't go much higher than the brigade commander level, though.
NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
She joined us here in Studio 3A. Stay tuned to NPR for more on this story later today. Tomorrow on Talk of the Nation, we'll be joined by retired Air Force General Charles Horner, one of the authors of today's report and other experts on what's going to happen as a result of all of the investigations into Abu Ghraib. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.